listen me. Production sound. Production sound. Back on your is worky, worky, worky. Bam, bam, bat, bam, bam, sin. All kind of bam, bam, queen. Bam, bam, swear, bam, bam, long. Jogging all over town. Man, them want to wine on it. Man, them want to grind on it. Man, them want to wine on it. Man, them want to grind on it. Tell them what's the plan. Mash up every man. Mash up every man. Soca in your 514.
Soca in your 514. body, call my mother for me. Call my mother for me. Call my mother for me. My head bad. Stay. Oh, Miss Rebecca, Miss Rebecca. Your son give me trouble on the road. Miss Uleta, Miss Uleta. Your daughter head bad on the road. Miss Suzetta, Miss Suzetta. Your son give me trouble on the road. Miss Coletta, Miss Coletta. Your daughter head bad.
Production sound, production sound.
Full place for my shop. When they come in to take way off. Full place for my shop. When they come in to take way off. Full place for my shop. If they come in to take way off. Full place for my shop. If they come in to take way off. Give me 1 minute extra. Just a minute extra.
Soca in your 514.
Let me push my hand up like the gas is from a Vespa. Everybody let me see you. Tell them to be on the stage.
Welcome back, everyone, to
Soca in your 514
with yours truly, Rachel Georgiana, also known as Soca Head, and none other than Mr. Junior, aka Production Sounds. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. So, recap of last week. Last week we had DJ K Quick. DJ K Quick has DJed for a lot of parties around the city. If you're not familiar, you can always check him out on Instagram at DJ K Quick Live, and you can find his mix at ckut.ca under programming and archives and select Soca Sessions. As for tonight, we have our very first female DJ. Yes, I said female. She goes by the name of DJ Red Rose. She's a very talented DJ, so make sure to stick around to hear her Soca mix.
Soca in your 514.
In Soca news, so due to the lack of traditional carnival events happening and lack of performances, many artists are tapping into their creative sources and coming up with new ways to stay relevant. So that brings me to tell you guys about the Queen of Bacchanal herself, Miss Destra Garcia, who recently came out with her own TV show called The Destra Garcia Show. Her first episode aired earlier this week, where she interviewed Boom Champions Rome. It airs Monday to Friday at 1 p.m. on WESNCC, and you can actually stream it on other Caribbean networks like Flow or Green Dot, or even directly via the site WESN site. Here's a little clip of the show. If you know Destra, you know she's already a character, so it seems like it's gonna be fun.
I learned a long time ago that I am not a roti.
Yeah.
Not everybody will like me.
How that come in a roti?
Not everybody like roti.
So not everybody like roti. Jabby come here and you like roti.
Them nipples.
Okay.
I posted a picture there just now. Mm-hmm. What you was thinking?
What
that nipple didn't look real. When you're photoshopping these pictures, you had to be realistic. Your nipple's not supposed to be so black in your picture.
No, I borrowed them nipples.
What nipples is that? What's the biggest lie you ever told?
Wow.
See what I was saying? Her interest actually stems from seeing Nadia Batson's YouTube series I mentioned to you guys a couple of weeks ago, called Yellow Cow TV. If you guys haven't seen it yet, make sure to check it out. It's really a good show. It's good vibes with her. She's interviewed Farmer Nappy. This week she interviewed Dev. Previous to that, she interviewed Voice. And actually, speaking of Voice, Voice has a weekly episode on Instagram called Vibes with Voicey every Thursday night from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time till, I don't know, I've seen this thing end at 12, 1 a.m. He's had artists like Nessa, Kes, Skinny, Nyla, Allison Hines, so many people. They discuss everything and just really, like I said, good vibes with all of them. This live actually started with about 500 people, and now There's over 3,000 people that tune in religiously every week. So it seems like it's worth watching. I'm telling you guys, it is. Check it out on Voices Instagram every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Soca in your 514.
Speaking of Soca and the media, so recently Kes and his legal team were considering taking legal action against an artist named Remy Wolf, whose song was used in the new Apple iPhone 12 ad. Kes apparently didn't even know about the ad until people were congratulating him on his collaborations. So his team was then ready to make claims of musical theft and cultural appropriation. Now, after review, they didn't end up going through with it, but I mean, Kes apparently is very thankful for the recognition. Now, I'm gonna play a clip for you guys, a clip of the ad. You guys can make up your own opinion, see if maybe they had a valid argument or not. The way that you'll hear it, you'll hear the Apple ad, then Kes's hello, and Remy Wolf's song. What do you guys think? Did he have a case? I don't know. Moving on. In other Soca news, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade actually paid tribute to the Caribbean by having, for the first time, the West Indian American Day Carnival Association perform. It included a pan band and dancers waving every Caribbean flag, and included songs played by Voice and Kes. Soca to the world, right?
I could go to my grave to support this thing. Push the soca
global. Now, speaking of Soca to the world, let me give you guys a little perspective on how to support Soca. Now, in order for Soca to be recognized amongst major platforms, it has to come from the numbers, sales, and streams. So here's a little play on numbers. There's about 1.3 million people who attend Caravana every year. And just to get a gold plaque, according to the Recording Industry Association of America, they need 500,000 sales or streams. That's less than half of the people who attend Caravana, who can purchase a song or an album and help give Soca the recognition it deserves. Isn't that doable? With all the memories that we've had during Caravana, I mean, I'm sure you can think of one right now. I mean, even if you don't get what I'm saying in the numbers aspect, how about this? As a Soca lover, if we don't support our own, who will support us? Just a food for thought. Now, speaking of love for Soca, Kerwin Dubois recently released a new song called Soca Soulmate. So I want to ask you guys, have you found your Soca Soulmate? And if not, can you be with someone who doesn't like Soca? Or at least isn't open to Soca? You know what? As a Soca lover and how close I hold Soca to my heart, I personally have asked myself that same question. And what I've come up with is this. Is that we all go through life trying to figure out what we want versus what we need. Not only in ourselves, but in a partner. And as we get older and go through life's experiences, our perception, or shall I say, understanding of what makes us happy takes more of a forefront and becomes a focus in order for us to take on the rest of the world and what life throws at us on a daily. So while on the journey of realizing what you want, there are things that you know for a fact at some point you must experience with your partner, like a carnival or a juve or a big people fest, or just you know that you want to be able to bust a jam at home. I mean, why should I go through life without being able to experience carnival or soca with my soulmate? If your partner's not even open to soca, that thought of picking up your significant other and jumping in a band, or maybe even the thought of having your kids take part in Kitty's Carnival, that's not probably going to happen anymore. But even so, before we think of even another party elf entering your soca realm, you know, soca isn't just about the music. It's a reflection of a culture about unity, resilience, and freedom, which essentially are parts in the journey of true personal happiness. I mean, and who wouldn't want someone to accept that part of themselves? I mean, isn't that part of being a soulmate? You know, as you experience things, you start to understand the lyrics a little more. I mean, in some of my darkest times, when things were just going haywire, my top three songs to get me through were Blacks' Hulk, Voices Far From Finished, and Lyrical's Freedom. At the end of the day though, life is what you make it. So, with that being said, have you found your soca soulmate? And if not, can you be with someone who doesn't love soca? I'm sure you can tell by now, my answer is a big fat no. I can't do it. Nope. Sorry. I've actually been blessed enough to find my soca soulmate, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Honestly, to all my soca lovers out there, I hope you find your soca soulmate. And while on the topic of love, soca artist Pretty recently tied the knot to his high school sweetheart of 11 years, Tiffany Paul. Patrice Roberts actually attended the wedding as well, and her daughter Lily was a flower girl. So congratulations to them. Isn't that beautiful?
Soca in your 514.
All right, switching gears. So time for releases of the week. Just D released a track right in time for Barbados independence called Where I'm From.
I'm talking about Barbados, 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 call me a Bajan, Bajan, call me a Bajan, call me a Bajan, Bajan, call me a Bajan.
Tamaya also released his Afro Soca album called Gratitude, no features, all him. And Lyrical recently released two videos for his two new singles called Magical. And Overall. Overall is actually released on the new Uber Rhythm and includes tracks by Moto called Uber Everywhere. Nadia Batson released a new song also. It's actually one of my favorites now, called Counting My Blessings, something I want to encourage everyone to do, especially now. Things are tough for everybody, but you know what? It can always be worse.
Keep counting my blessings and blessings and blessings. Blessings and blessings and blessings. Nadia, I still hold my head high.
And Dev also released a song with Nikolai Green and It's Drew called Southman.
She say that Southman is on she. She vexed that nobody wants she. She looking for a Southman to mind she. lighthouse to find me.
One new release, guys, I have to play for you guys. I have to. Like, it's such a good song. You know, here on Soca Sessions and Soca in your 514, what it's really all about is good vibes, positivity, and happiness. So with that being said, the one and only Monk himself, Masha Montano, recently released his new song called High Life for his 46th birthday. So happy birthday and more life to Monk. Here it is, guys. Enjoy it.
Skies and good moods, blessings from all around, and that's all we see in the forecast for today.
First thing I do as I rise up is count my blessings. First thing you should do as you rise up is count your blessings. Cause every new day under the sky is a blessing. And you're surely blessed if you have life, ain't no guessing. I want you to hear me like the radio. Want you see what I'm saying like a video. Understand me clearer than stereo. Life hard but try to make nothing trouble you. Morning neighbor, voice the dealio. Hope you have a good day and everything is okay. No matter what happen, we not giving up. Plus life too short till every live it up. It's all about the high life. We vibrating on a high frequency. Vibrating on a high energy. Vibrating on a high, yeah. You know the vibes. We never stop, we never give up. You know the highs. We never break, we never ease up. Yeah. It's all about the highlight. It's all about the highlight. It's all about the highlight. Yeah, me know. No bad vibes, no worries, have no time for stressing. And a L is no longer a loss, a L is a lesson. It's an unprofiting studying people business, so why you investing? What a next man do with his life, can't be that interesting. Hey, I want you to hear me like the radio. Want you see what I'm saying like a video. Understand me clearer than stereo. Life hard but try to make nothing trouble you. Morning neighbor, voice the dealio. Hope you have a good day and everything is okay. No matter what happen, we not giving up. Life too short, so let me leave it up. It's all about the highlight. We vibrating on a high frequency. Vibrating on a high energy. Yeah, we're coming to your life with a bag of good vibes. Everything is all right. We vibrating on. You know the heights, yeah. You know the vibes,
you know, hey. The vibes.
You know the heights,
you know, yeah. The vibes.
You know the vibes, hey. You know the heights.
It's all about the highlight.
We vibrating on a high frequency. Vibrating on a high energy.
Yeah,
we coming to your life with a bag of good vibes. Everything is alright. We vibrating on.
In your 514.
What's upcoming for next week? Well, next week we have DJ Akin. He's a Vinci-born DJ who's been doing his thing in Montreal since 2005, so make sure to tune in for that. Also, in case you missed the last episode or any episode for that matter, you can always check it out at ckut.ca under programming and archives and select Soca Sessions. Again, guys, Soca in Your 514 is here for all Soca lovers to unite and expose the talent Montreal has. So people, continue to send your mixes. They can be sent to productionsounds@gmail.com or via WhatsApp at 514-862-6321. And of course, thank you to all the listeners out there. Big shout out to everybody doing the overnight shift who's tuning in. I'm hoping that, you know, by you listening, this makes your shift just a little easier. And for any female DJs listening, I encourage you to send your mixes too. Show the boys we can do it too.
Soca in your 514.
Now introducing our very first female DJ. She goes by the name of DJ Red Rose. She is one of Montreal's premier female entertainers who perfected her mixtape skills while living in Jamaica. And while living there, she immersed herself in the dancehall culture for over 6 years. And since her return to Montreal, her passion for DJing has flourished. Tonight, she's going to show off her international reggae and dancehall flavor to her Soca mix. So enjoy, guys. This is Soca Head and Mr. Production Sounds for
Soca in your 514.
And remember, Soca is love, Soca is life, and Soca is freedom.
Soca in your 514. Soca in your 514.
Na 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 na. Shout out to Red Rose all the way from Montreal, Canada, all over the globe. Red Rose act like grabber. No says Dominic. My Joe Nuno. Hustle me hustle. 247 of the week. This team no sleep. Slap where the thing them mentally. Red Rose. Bang bang bang.
Epic, epic, oh, 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 epic. Tomorrow morning, so who
just for you, baby. Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Give it to me, that workout.
Give you the workout, girl. Give you the workout, girl.
Give it to me, that workout. Give it to me, that workout.
Give you the workout, girl. Give you the workout, girl.
Give it to me, that workout.
Give me the workout, baby. Show them that you're not lazy. Lately, that body driving me crazy. Gym body, gym body. Now give it to nobody, oh gym body, gym body. Original, them can't fuck up a
P.O. Red Rose.
Stop the talking and deliver. Make me run more than a river. real vibes. This crowd here go be real nice. She took care find me ticket. I done by the door.
Recently came out with an MTV
show called The Special Garcia Show. Her first episode aired earlier this week when she interviewed the champion Rose. It airs Monday to Friday at 1 p.m. on WESNCC. And you can actually stream it on other Korean networks like Flow or Zoomdog, or even directly via the site WESN site. Here's a little clip of the show. If you know that Sun Moon is already a character, so it seems like it's a good idea.
I learned a long time ago.
Yeah,
I think the biggest lie I've ever told was.
See what I was saying? Her interest actually stems from seeing Nadia Batson's YouTube series I mentioned to you guys a couple of weeks ago called Yellow Cow TV. If you guys haven't seen it yet, make sure to check it out. It's really a good show. It's good vibes with her. She's interviewed Farmer Nappy. This week she interviewed Dev. Previous to that, she interviewed Voice. And actually, speaking of Voice, Voice has a weekly episode on Instagram called Vibes with Voice every Thursday night from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, I don't know, I've seen this thing end at 12, 1 a.m. He's had artists like Nessa, Kess, Skinny, Vyla, Allison Hines, so many people. They discuss everything and just really, like I said, good vibes with all of them. This live actually started with about 500 people, and now there's over 3,000 people that tune in religiously every week. It seems like it's worth watching. I'm telling you guys, it is. Check it out on Voice's Instagram every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Soca in your 514.
Speaking of Soca and Media, so recently, Kesha against an artist named Andy Wolf, whose song was used in the new Apple iPhone 12 ad. Tess apparently didn't even know about the ad until people were congratulating him on his collaboration. So his team was then ready to make sure the musical stuff and cultural appropriation. Now, after the review, they didn't end up going through with it, but I mean, Tess apparently is very thankful for the recognition. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you guys, a clip of the ad. You guys can make up your own opinion to see if maybe they had a valid argument or not. The way that you'll hear it is, here's the Apple ad, then Tess's hello, and Remy will follow. To the Caribbean by having for the first time the West Indian American Days Carnival Association perform. It included a pan band and dancers within every Caribbean side and included songs played by Voice and Tess. Soca to the world, right? Now, speaking of Soca to the world, let me give you guys a little perspective on how to support Soca. Now, in order for Soca to be recognized among the major platforms, It has to come from the numbers, sales, and streams. So here's a little play on numbers. There's about 1.3 million people who attend Caravana every year. And just to get a gold plaque, according to the Recording Industry Association in America, they need 500,000 sales. That's less than half of the people who can purchase a song
to support this thing.
Now, speaking of love for soca, Kerwin Dubois recently released a new song called Soca Soulmate. So I want to ask you guys, have you found your soulmate? If not, can you be with someone who doesn't like soca? Or at least is it open to soca? You know what? As a soca lover and hot girls, I'm open to my heart. I personally am. All go through life trying to figure out what we want versus what we need. Not only in ourselves, but in a partner. And as we get older and go through life's experiences, our perception, shall I say, our understanding of what makes us happy, takes more of a forefront and becomes a focus in order for us to take on the rest of the world and what life throws at us on a daily basis. So while on the journey of realizing what we want, there are things that you know for a fact at some point you must experience it. Like a carnival, or a juvenile, or a big people fan, or just you know that you want to be able to do so jam at home. I mean, why should I go through life without being able to experience carnival or juvenile with my soulmate? If your partner is not even open to soca, that thought of picking up your significant other and jumping in a van, maybe even the thought of having your kids take part in kiddies carnival, that's not probably going to happen anymore. But even so, before we think of even another party out entering the soca realm, you know, soca isn't just about the music. It's a reflection of a culture about unity, resilience, and freedom, which essentially are part in the journey of true personal happiness. And who wouldn't want someone to accept that part of themselves? I mean, isn't that part of being a soulmate? You know, as you experience things, you start to understand the way of living. I mean, in some of my darkest times, when things were just going haywire, my top three songs to get me through were Voices Far From Finished. Look good anytime you step out of your body well. At the end of the day though, life is walk out from your nose so you're hot and you're tight up so, in your dream. With that being said, have you found yourself a soulmate? And if not, can you be with someone who doesn't love soca? I'm sure you can tell by now, my answer is a big fat no. I can't do it. No, sorry. I've actually been close enough to find myself a soulmate.
A Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more out now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
prepare yourself.
Anyway, let me tell them something, a smoky. We don't trust it, Chasha, burn, we burn that. The only thing